Independent candidates for president can get on the ballot in Vermont by submitting a statement of nomination with at least 1,000 signatures of qualified voters certified by town clerks. Last spring, volunteers gathered 1,400 signatures to get Rocky Anderson on the ballot, but the Secretary of State said town clerks could only certify names appearing on the nominating petition and not on faxes or photocopies. On Friday, the Vermont Supreme Court agreed with a trial court ruling that the way the Secretary of State interprets the process unduly burdens the rights of such candidates under the U.S. Constitution. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.